From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and your answers at anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is the 12th of June, Friday, June 12th. We're taking your questions and answers live today. Quick program note, next Friday the 19th, we'll be live outside of the confines of the studio. We'll be over at the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Salmons Park, right there where we were back in December, doing the show live. It's our summer Get Out of the Studio show. We'll be live for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from noon to one next Friday the 19th. So come over and see us at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Maybe have lunch, and you can ask questions and give us answers right there on the mic. Looking forward to that. And we're also going to stream the show live on via Periscope on the KERA website next week. So we're trying all kinds of cool stuff next week. Today, just regular old questions and answers right here at 800-933-5372 or email anything@kera.org. Got this from Garrett in Highland Village, who wonders, is there a polite way to get the attention of a distracted driver, a non-confrontational way to break the other driver's distraction when their car is drifting into your lane or sitting at the light long after it turned green? It's a good question, Garrett. I'm sure folks will probably recommend the friendly-sounding tap on the horn, but we'll see what the audience has to say at 800-933-5372. I got a question from Maggie, who says, I'm looking for, my next door neighbor is looking for double bloom impatiens, a flower with an extra layer of petals that look like little roses. She hasn't been able to find them for several years, but wonders if there's a local nursery that might carry them. Give us a call at 800-933-5372 or email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And one more before we go to the phones here. This is from Gary, who says, I have a vintage 1950s Hassock fan that is in need of balancing. He says it has a gentle, unbalanced rhythm, very slight but noticeable. What is the search category of service to Target and or a known reliable service company in the downtown Dallas area? Anybody know who can help Gary get his vintage fan rebalanced and refurbished, it sounds like? 800-933-5372. Give us a call there, and that's where we find Leah in Fort Worth. Hello, Leah.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Doing well.
But the question that I have is, you know, the George Strait song, Amarillo by Morning?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lyric in it that says, broke my leg in Santa Fe. I've always thought that it was Santa Fe, Texas. Some people argue that it's Santa Fe, New Mexico. Who would know if it, which city and state it would be? Because I mean, obviously, it's a song about Texas cities, and they do have a Santa Fe rodeo in Santa Fe, Texas. So,
all right. Well, it's a good question you've asked. Let's see if we get an answer.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Luke in Flower Mound is looking for a recommendation for some really good dim sum restaurants in Dallas or the surrounding cities. Also, Luke says, one with a good selection of dishes that do not contain pork or shrimp would be helpful. I'm considering having a birthday dim sum lunch or dinner next month, and two of the guests I plan to invite are Jewish and keep kosher. Anybody have any recommendations for Luke? Give us a call, 800-933-5372, or email anything@kera.org. Debbie writes, I'm wondering if anyone can recommend a place to look for support groups for people with anxiety. I'm looking for a group setting as opposed to an individual setting. Anybody can point Debbie in a direction for that, for support groups for people with anxiety. 800-933-5372. Up next is Seema in Plano. Hello, Seema.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have the answer to the double impatience. Mm-hmm. I just pick them up at Lowe's every year.
Oh, okay. So, and they, do they look like little roses?
Yeah, the ones that look like roses, the double impatience.
Okay.
At the local Lowe's, any Lowe's, they are available only at the beginning of spring, though.
Probably too late now.
Probably.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Suzette calling from Dallas. Hello, Suzette.
Hi. Hi double there. Impatience also. I just left Lowe's at Forest and Inwood, and I did see at least one hanging basket of light pink double impatience.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Suzette. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Doug says via Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, there's no good way to alert a distracted driver. The best thing to do is to get away from the driver. So, you know, ease back, I guess, from the driver if you're moving down the highway. Doug says slight honk at stoplight is okay. Although when we took the Think Show to D.C. back in April, we did a lot of walking because we had a house. We all stayed in the same house, about a 12-minute walk away from NPR headquarters, which was more reasonable and convenient. And actually, it was kind of fun. But we walked to work every day. And I noticed in D.C., it's like the difference between people who are really angry at folks who are looking at their phones at red lights and don't see it turn green, and folks who are just being friendly and reminding people that it's time to go is somewhere between 5 honks and 8 honks. The folks that were being friendly just honked their horn about 5 times. But the folks that were really agitated give it, you know, 8 or 9 honks. So at least we're still, is our slogan here still drive friendly? You know, when you cross into Texas, I guess we're still, just the fact that this question gets asked means that we're still trying, right? We're still trying. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or the Twitter at Jeff Whittington. Up next, let's talk to Anna in Dallas. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, in response to the question about dim sum, my husband and I love going to Kieran Court in Richardson, which is off Beltline, and they have many options that don't include shrimp or pork.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Anna.
Sure.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Lana in Dallas. Hello, Lana.
Hi. I was just on 635 traveling from the Royal exit to the I-30 exit, and there were multiple police officers on motorcycles with sirens and lights going on, and they were kind of, I guess, keeping the left 2 lanes separated from other traffic and directing the other traffic to kind of get over, and they were sort of pacing the entire trip to be about 40 miles an hour, and I was wondering, is there a death, or was there, you know, is there a procession going on? Why is that happening right now?
Well, it's happening right now, you said.
It's happening right now.
All right, well, we'll see if somebody knows.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, in the inbox, from Brandon in Mansfield, he writes, I have a red canary that attacks the mirrors on my cars. Does anyone know why? Well, I think the canary probably thinks it's another canary, right? Brandon says it's concerning because it always leaves its droppings on my car. Does anybody know why or maybe how to stop it? Is it a pet canary? So I'm thinking, Brandon, is this a pet canary and it's in your garage, or is it a northern cardinal that's attacking your car? Anyway, we'll see if we can get to the bottom of this or get a wide range of suggestions from you all. That's why we do this, right? And we still got like 45 minutes. Mike in the Colony emails us, I'm trying to renovate a 45-year-old toy vehicle that had foam rubber tires, the kind of foam that's used in seat cushions, etc. Over 45 years, they've decayed to dust, and I've been completely unable to find black foam rubber to replace them. Dark gray is easy to find, but true black isn't. Anyone have any ideas? I'd need pieces about 1.5 to 2 inches thick that are big enough to make circles with a 5-inch diameter. Anybody know where to find black foam rubber for this project? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Eric calling from Mesquite. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hey there.
I've just got more of an opinion, not really an answer on the honking thing. I've always found that two quick little honks is just sounds cheerful and kind of gets their attention, not the whole slam on the horn and hold it. That I view as more rude, but honk honk, you know, is just good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the friendly tap on the horn, right? I remember a driver's ed film where the guy who hosted the film, this is way back in 1985 or so, the guy who hosted the film was like, give everyone a friendly tap on the horn. And as he's driving down the street, he would see people at the cross streets and he would honk honk and then kind of wave at them. And he was doing it to be friendly, but also just to let them know that hey, I'm – and I thought that was crazy when I was a teenager. Now, many, many years later, it's probably not a bad idea, you know, especially when, you know, we're all trying to get through the day, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Blair says, we're remodeling the bathroom and removed a 3-foot mirror that was attached to the wall. The city of Carrollton won't take it in our trash pickup. Neither will Goodwill. Where can we recycle used mirrors? You might post it on freecycle.org because that's a place, or Craigslist, because that's a place where, you know, you can put it under free and put it on the curb or you know, offer it to anybody. We'll see if anybody else has a suggestion on where to recycle that. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Whitney calling from Boyd. Hello, Whitney.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
Okay, I am trying to find the name and author of a poem.
Okay.
My dad heard it on Red Seagull's Saturday radio show about 30 years ago, and all he can remember is that it's about a rancher who has twins. And the very last line is, I'm just glad it wasn't three.
Hmm. So the poem's...
Can somebody please help us?
Okay, so the poem's about a rancher who has twins, and the last line is, I'm just glad it wasn't three.
Yes.
Okay, well, someone will track it down.
Okay, thank you.
Right, stay tuned. We'll hopefully get an answer today.
Okay, I hope so.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jennifer in Dallas. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm here to answer the dim sum question. I also have another suggestion for that. But
okay.
There's a place on Polk Street that's 75 and Beltline in the Richardson area, and that has a really nice selection.
Okay.
And if they do decide to go there, they should probably go before 11 o'clock. Otherwise, you're not going to get in.
Another
another option is Shabu Shabu. And there's it's really good for a lot of people, a party of people. And on Legacy near 75, I think it's called Hot Pocket. It's amazing food. And it's just basically boiled water with vegetables and meat. And it's really good.
Great. Jennifer, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We did get another vote from the email inbox this one listener says, I find that double tapping the horn rather than laying on the horn is the best way. So friendly tap on the horn is leading right now. We also got an email from, let's see, this is from Scott in Dallas, who says, I have an antique land deed from my family's history that I would like to have scanned and framed. It's a double-sided document. Is there a place in the DFW area that specializes in such things? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and your answers coming up. Anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got this in the inbox. Carlos and Richardson says, I was recently given a cordless DeWalt power drill, but the batteries seem to both be dead. Before I go buy new batteries, Is there anywhere I can go to have the actual drill tested to make sure that it's okay? I don't want to invest in new batteries, only to find that the drill was also dead. I would think you could take the drill in to wherever you're going to buy the batteries and, you know, plug a new battery into it maybe and see if it works. I would think you could do that, but someone will know better. Brian is looking for colostomy bags in the Plano Frisco area, and none of the pharmacies in the area seem to carry them. Anyone have any suggestions for those kind of medical supplies? Robert and Azel asks, with all the May rain, what do this year's local crops look like? What was helped and what was hurt? Anybody have any idea? Anybody can give us a local crop report. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Nancy in Dallas. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. My call is in response to the gentleman who's looking for the dim sum restaurant for his two kosher friends. If those friends actually keep true kosher or kashrut, they won't eat in a restaurant unless it is a kosher restaurant. So my suggestion would be for that gentleman to talk to his two friends to see where they would be able to eat.
Great suggestion. Thanks, Nancy.
Okay, you're welcome. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Elaine in Dallas. Hello, Elaine.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
Thank you. Yeah, I was driving down 75 last night going south towards downtown, and there were at least a dozen motorcycles that were racing faster than the speed limit and darting between the cars. And I did call 911 and report that. It was quite dangerous for the traffic because it was pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there another entity, like with the county or the state, to let the police know ahead, as I know that there's a big bike rally going on this weekend down in Austin, as I heard on Morning Edition today.
Hmm. I don't know. We'll see if somebody has a suggestion or has an idea.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was thinking that how would the police set up a roadblock or somehow, you know, way to pull these guys over. It was very challenging, I imagine. And this isn't the first time I've been in the midst of a big motorcycle group racing like that.
And these were sport bikes, right? These are the really
right,
fast
like
ones.
BMWs,
yeah.
And not Harleys. But,
right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Let's see. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Steve in Plano. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, I've been looking for some jersey barriers or barricades. I don't know exactly what you call them, but I've been renting them for about $20 to $25 a piece, and they're metal and they're 8 feet long. And they look kind of like bike racks, like something you would stick your bike tire mm-hmm. in and then chain it up, too. You see them at running races a lot,
right.
Outdoor sporting events kind of things. But I don't want to rent them every time. I was trying to buy them. I would really like to buy them used if anybody has any they want to get rid of. I looked at Craigslist. I couldn't find any.
Hmm.
And the place, any information on where to get them. I don't even know what they're called,
and
honestly.
The place you rent them from, they don't have any for sale or can't point you in the direction that...
No, they didn't.
Okay. Well, Steve, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Yeah, no, I would appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. This is from Kathy. Who says, the best place for dim sum is Hong Kong Royal. Now located in Carrollton, Kathy says. It used to be in Richardson for many years near Beltline in 75. My friends from Hong Kong took me there for authentic food and declared it the best in town. So there's Kathy's vote is for Hong Kong Royal. Charlene is responding about that red bird that's attacking the side view mirrors on cars. Charlene says, years ago when I moved to a townhouse complex, I wondered why all the cars had small paper sacks over their outside rearview mirrors on the cars, until I saw a male cardinal at my car mirror, and he appeared to be trying to mate with his image. Charlene says, this one was not aggressive with it, just kissing-type action. So, it is. I guess it is, you know, it's love is in the air, right, this time of year. on the net. It's getting kind of warm. Jessica says via anything at KERA.org on that mirror disposal. Jessica says you can dispose of the mirror at Ajax Glass and Mirror in Fort Worth, located at 6200 Southwest Boulevard. So I would imagine if you if this holds true, you might be able to call any mirror or glass place and recycle or dispose of the mirror with them. So maybe call around with them. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Up next is Joe in Watauga. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Doing well.
I've got a bicycle I bought from a neighbor of ours about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. Before he moved, and it's been fantastic. He said he had it for about 20 years, and I tried to go get the brakes, the actual little pad part, fixed at a bicycle shop. Unfortunately, nothing matches, so we went online and we tried to find it. The gentleman, both bicycle shops tried to find it. They couldn't help us, so I was hoping if anybody had heard of a bicycle. It's Phantom, spelled with an F, though, F-A-N-T-O-M, and it was made in, I'm not doing the service, but S-E-R-B-U-R-G-E-R, Germany.
Okay.
Everything, of course, is in German. It's a fantastic right. bike, and I can't find it online. Nobody else can help me.
Is this a road bike, or what kind of bike
is
it?
Yeah, it's a road bike.
Okay.
Yeah, it's F-A-N-T-O-M, and so, I mean, it came with
German,
like, a toolkit
right.
and all
okay.
that stuff.
A German Phantom road bike that's at least or probably over 20 years old, and
right.
you're looking for brake parts for it.
Yeah, obviously things are going to need to be replaced on this, and that would be really hard. He gave me two tubes and two tires with it because and those are even odd size when I showed him to the bike guy.
Okay. All right. Well.
And I answered to really quick on the the restaurant. There's Queen of Sheba. Two of my friends from Ethiopia took me there. They don't cook with anything. There's no meat. It's all kosher. And because they wouldn't even eat someplace where there had been meat cooked there. So that was a really good place
great.
To eat.
Thanks, Joe. We'll see
Thank
if
you.
We get an answer for you, too. All right.
I appreciate it. Bye.
800-933-5372, and that's where we find Neil in North Dallas. Hello, Neil.
Hey.
Hi there.
With all the high water over the years, I've often heard when they quote, you know, high water on the lakes or the rivers or mm-hmm. whatever, they refer to X number of feet. You know, the river has that 36 feet or whatever, but they don't say relative to anything. I mean, it's that 36 feet deep, it's 36 from whatever, and there's no way to know, is that flood or is that close to the top or whatever. So just wonder what that feet reference is.
Yeah, and I think the reporting on the Trinity was flood stage is at 30 feet. So when they hit, you know, so at 36 feet, they're 6 feet over flood stage, right? The river's 6 feet over flood stage. But yeah, it's a good question.
So they never say the 30 feet part.
Yeah, what is the?
They just say the 36 feet.
Right, but what is the feet? What is the feet measure? That's a really good question. I'm sure we'll get somebody somebody's listening who knows the answer to that.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Chris McKinney emailed us wondering where in the North Dallas area, Chris asks, can I take the optical tube assembly of a large catadioptric telescope to have the mirrors and lenses removed and cleaned? I wonder how large. But he's got a large catadioptric telescope. Needs to have the mirrors and lenses removed and cleaned from the optical tube assembly. Anybody have a lead on a place that does that in the North Dallas area? Jim up in Denton says there's a DeWalt, Delta, and Porter Cable resale or refurbished store just north of Beltline on I-35. He says, I believe they refurbish some tools in the house, and they could tell your listener if his drill needs new brushes or bearings. So that might be a place to get the drill diagnosed, at least. Let's see. We have Denise says, I'm not sure about all the crops, but I do know that pumpkins were devastated. The wet rotted most pumpkin fields, so your Halloween and Thanksgiving decorations might be more expensive this year. And Brian in Fort Worth reminds us that Habitat for Humanity has resale shops for building supplies, fixtures, etc. And Brian says, I bet your listener can donate the mirror there. Check their website, the Habitat for Humanity Restore, for that mirror donation. 800-933-5372. Up next is Holly calling from Dallas. Hello, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I have paintings that need to turn into prints and make some.
You know what, Holly? Maybe it's better now. Go ahead and ask your question. Now you were totally breaking up there a second ago. Hey, Holly, I'm sorry. I think I got your question though. You're wondering, you have some paintings. You're wondering where you can take them to have them made into prints.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Thanks for calling. So let's go next on the phone, 800-933-5372, to Roseanne in Dallas. Hey, Roseanne.
Hey, Jeff. I have two recommendations for ostomy supply locations.
Okay.
And one is Taylor Drug. They have a location on Parker Road in Plano and another on Preston Road in Frisco, Preston and Stonebrook. I can give you phone numbers for them.
Yeah, we don't give out phone numbers over the show, but just say the name of the name of the place again. And
Taylor Drug.
Okay.
And another one is Texas Star Pharmacy, and that's on West Parker Road in Plano.
Okay.
And they carry all sorts of medical supplies, including ostomy supplies. This information is available from the North Texas Crohn's and Colitis Foundation or the Ostomy Association. There is a group, an ostomy support group, that meets up in Plano. And they meet at, they meet at the Medical Center of Plano.
Great. Hey, Roseanne, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or there's the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, Giovanna says, hello, I was stopped by a police officer yesterday afternoon in Grapevine, and when he came to my car, he said that I turned left without using my left turn signal. He said that it is illegal not to use the signal to signal the turn. He asked for my driving license, and when he came back after some minutes, he said he was able to verify that I have insurance and that he usually does not make that kind of stop. My question is it illegal not to use your turn signal when turning? And Giovanna says, it felt like something was weird there. Does anybody have any idea on that? Is it illegal to make a turn without using your turn signal? Jolene would like to know if anyone knows where she could donate an older piano that's in good condition and still sounds great. Jolene, you might check around at churches or schools in the area and see if they'll take an older piano for donation. But see if anybody else has any suggestions. Jenny says, on your question about an alternate number to contact about dangerous drivers or bikers, motorcycle bikers, Jenny says 911 is the fastest response, but an alternate number is available on the back of your Texas driver's license above the barcode, and it says Texas Roadside Assistance. But yeah, Jenny is right. I feel like when you see something dangerous happening, 911 is really the best way to go. And Roy in Fort Worth says, on that stoplight question, in my humble opinion, much as a neighbor who allows his dog to decorate my front lawn, I feel that those who are glued to their cell phones at the stoplight and delay going are being inconsiderate of those behind them, especially when their delay causes those behind them to miss the green light and then are forced to wait for the next green light. Bottom line, Roy says, please be considerate of those around you. And as I said earlier, we are all doing this together, right? Let's see. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Terry calling from Dallas. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have got a question for gardeners.
Okay.
My Kentucky Wonder beans are not blooming this year.
Hmm.
Is that a common thing because of the rain?
And you put them in at the same time you always do, and you've got plants and everything.
Oh, they're huge. Hmm. Lots of green leaves, no blooms.
Huh. Okay. Well, somebody is likely to know what's going on. So
I hope so.
We have a whole other
segment.
Thank you very
much. You
bet. Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is AJ in Frisco. Hello, AJ.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I've got a question. I'm relatively new in the area. Live up in Little Elm and close to Frisco. I've got a 1972 Chevy Impala I'm working on, and just wondering if there are any good car junkyards to go scrapping in. I know there's a lot available online, but I like to get in there and get my hands dirty a little bit.
You're looking up in the Frisco area specifically or just anywhere?
Yeah, really anywhere. I live north, so if there's anything up in the northern region,
okay,
Dallas.
All right,
and then I have one other question, too.
Sure.
If there's anybody has a recommended auto upholsterer,
okay,
that'd be great.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get some answers for you.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Take care.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Reminder, next Friday, the 19th, we are going to bring the show live to the beautiful Salmons Park over at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Grab your sun hat and your cold drink and maybe your lunch and come out and hang out with us from noon to one. We'll be right there at the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Salmons Park, kind of like next to the Pearl Cup and in front of the Windspear Opera House, in the area where we were last December when we were out there near the StoryCorps mobile booth. We'll do the show live. We'll take your questions and answers from right there in the flesh. And we're also going to stream the show. It's the first time we've ever done this on KERA on the website via Periscope. So that'll be kind of fun. So check it out next Friday from noon to 1 over at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Right now, you can call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org. Whole nother segment with your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go next on the phones and talk to Randall in Dallas. Hello, Randall.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi there.
I want to commend you on a great show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Westbound on I-30 Frontage Road at the Munger exit, there are three right turn lanes.
Mm-hmm.
I often see people at the red light turn right out of the outside and the middle lane, and wondering, the right turn law states inside lane turning into the right lane. Is that an exception at that intersection because it's all right turn?
I don't think it would be, but because that there, you can't turn left or go straight there, right? You have to.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's a median that's part of the bridge supports and everything right there. I don't think there's ever an exception to that, but, you see it all the time. People turn, when there's two right turn lanes, people will turn into the middle lane. So you just always have to kind of watch. If you're in that, not the far right turn lane and you're turning right, you kind of have to watch and make sure that other person turning isn't going to come all the way over into your lane. So the way I learned it is if you're in the far right lane, you turn into the you turn into the far right turn lane on the new street. If you're in the turn lane that's turning right, but it's one lane over from the curb, you should turn into the middle or even the far left lane if you're turning onto three lanes, because that way you don't have a chance that you'll collide with that other right turning vehicle. So I think you're right there. It's just probably not really enforced, or it's just one of those things.
That's kind of what I was feeling. Yep. Just lacked enforcement.
Yep. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Randall.
Thank you.
Right. Bye. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Emily in Fort Worth. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer for the guy asking about the flood levels.
Yeah.
It's usually, it depends on the river or the lake, but it's usually based on a USGS gauge. And those will either be from zero elevation on a, worldwide
mm-hmm.
coordinate system or something, elevation system, or it'll say on the USGS website, what elevation that gauge is at, and then the 36 or the 30 feet is from wherever that gauge is located.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Up next is Max calling from Rockwall. Hello, Max.
Howdy, Jeff.
Hi there.
So when the observatory store in North Dallas closed down, we really had a gap in there's no stores in the Metroplex that repair telescopes. You sort of have to either find someone who's good at it, a craftsman such as myself, or you have to send it out. And, of course, shipping telescopes is just not a a preferred method. I provided my contact information to your call screener, and I would be pleased to service and or clean this gentleman's large, and it's pronounced catadioptric, mm-hmm. telescope.
Very good. Well, I think we'll pass your info along to that emailer, and thanks for calling, Max.
Super. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Vach in Caddo Mills. Hello, Vach.
Hey, man. I just had a quick comment I'd like to make about the distracted driver.
Sure.
If they're at a stoplight or a stop sign and their vehicle's not moving, then they're a lot safer than being driving and on the cell phone. So the most time you're going to lose at the stoplight or the stop sign is going to be a couple minutes. And if you're a couple minutes late, you're going to be a couple minutes late.
Right, right. True. But, you know, we're sort of feeling this topic out. I'm surprised we haven't actually talked about this before on the show because it is, you know, it is kind of a thing, right? People are really looking at their, I mean, if I actually ride my bike to work a couple of times a week usually, and when I'm driving, I'm not really trying to make eye contact with people who are driving. But when I'm riding my bike, I'm really trying to make eye contact with people who are driving because, you know, I want to make sure that they see me so that I don't get run over. And a lot of people are looking at their phones while they're driving around. We got this from Richard who says, sometimes I am distracted at a red light, and I feel really badly about it. He says, Dallas drivers are very patient about this. It often takes a long time before anyone honks. Please let me know as soon as possible. He says, then when I hear a short honk, I hear, sir, heads up. When I hear a long honk, I hear, get off the road, you idiot. So Richard, who confesses that he's occasionally distracted at a red light, prefers the short honk. But, you know, I think it's probably smart to, you know, think about that when you're behind the wheel. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Mason, who wants to know, when will area lakes reopen and where are some that are currently open? Mason is wondering via Twitter. We got an email from Dwayne who says, turn signals are required as specified in the Transportation Code, Title 9, Section C, Subsection 545.104. And Tom in Dallas also copied this actual code, which says, an operator intending to turn a vehicle right or left shall signal continuously for not less than the last 100 feet of movement of the vehicle before the turn. So, you know, use your turn signal. Maybe don't stare at your phone and all that, you know, all that good stuff. Carlos, who looks like from his project engineer signature block, knows what he's talking about, says those rails are called Jersey rails, K-rails, concrete traffic barriers type 1, which are 48 inches high, and low profile, which are 24 inches high. He says there are several places in DFW that sells them, and you can try calling TxDOT as they sell used ones from time to time. So there's an answer on that. And let's see, this is from Joey, who says two resources for vintage bike parts. Try Sanford Vintage Bicycles. Joey says he's always at the White Rock White Rock local market on Saturdays and is a great source to seek advice for repairing a rare or vintage bicycle. And Sanford Vintage Bicycles has a Facebook page. And Joey also recommends DJ's Bike World in Garland for those vintage bike parts. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Anju in McKinney. Hello, Anju.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, I have a quick question.
Uh-huh.
I have two bird trees in my backyard, fruit trees, sorry, mm-hmm. and birds just don't leave them alone. Anytime the fruit starts to come up, they attack them and they're gone. All the fruits are gone. Any way I can keep the birds away from my fruits.
So what kind of trees are they?
One is peach, the other one is plum.
Okay. I've seen people hang CDs in the tree. You can also try maybe some netting. I mean, this is what farmers for years made scarecrows for, right?
Okay.
But you'd always see the pictures of the scare or the drawings of the scarecrows with birds sitting all over the scarecrow, right?
Right.
So we'll see if we get we have very little time left today, but we'll see if we get some answers for you, because this year, and I'm also interested myself, because this year my fig trees are going to produce some figs, and birds and squirrels are really can't wait. I think they're sitting along the fence just sort of rubbing their paws together, really excited about all the figs this year. So
this is the third year in a row I cannot get a single fruit on any of the trees, not even one.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, Anju.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Al calling from Carrollton. Hello, Al.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a suggestion for the person who's looking for the parts for the old Chevrolet.
Yeah.
On I-35, north of Denton, south of Sanger, on the west side, there's a drag strip. And across the road from that is this old junk car lot
mm-hmm.
with thousands of cars sitting out there. And they are 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s vintage.
Hmm. We got an email from Jeff who says CTC Auto Ranch in Denton.
That could be
just
it.
Off I-35.
Sure, the exact name of
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Well, Al, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, check out that area north of Denton and maybe CTC Auto Ranch. Let's see. John says, for that black foam rubber, Granger may be a source. There are several types of foam rubber, open cell, closed cell, and et cetera. And Granger has several types to choose from. So maybe check out Granger. Let's see. We got an email from Ryan in Denton about the lake levels question. Lake levels, Ryan says, technically reservoirs with dams, in Texas especially, are reported in a few different ways. The first is absolute feet above sea level. In DFW, this is generally a three-digit number. The other levels are all related to that. There's the dead pool level, where the remaining water in the lake cannot be drained through the dam. There's the conservation pool level, which is the maximum amount the lake is designed to hold under normal conditions. And any water above or below that conservation pool amount is what is being referred to when people are talking about how full a lake is during times of flooding or drought, respectively. So if it's 30 feet over, I guess it's the over the conservation pool level. Ryan, thanks again for always appreciate your insightful answers. 800-933-5372. Let's see. We've got an answer here from Lolita in Denton. Hello, Lolita.
Yes, and it's Lolita.
Lolita.
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have an answer for the lady who can't get flowers to bloom on her plants. It is because of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Flowering plants have to go dry. They have to go dry between waterings in order to set buds, because buds actually preclude fruiting. And even if your flowering plants don't have fruit, they still have to go dry in order for the flowers to begin to bud and bloom. And yes, we have had entirely too much rain for them to do that. The rain just promotes more and more green growth.
So give it a couple of days.
Exactly.
And don't keep watering. And this has been a problem, I mean, for many of us probably, because they got so much water. All of our young plants got used to lots of water, and they seem to be, you know, kind of struggling to deal with the last week of warmer temperatures.
I've had some of the leaves go yellow, and mm-hmm. some of them just give up and drown.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's a problem.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling, Lolita.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. We got a couple of answers in the inbox that I want to get to. This is on paintings to prints. Tracy says, please tell the listener that wants to make prints from their artwork about a local business called Signworks. Let's see. They've done, Tracy says, fantastic work for myself as well as many places and artists in Dallas. Clay Stennett is one that I can think of right now. They're based in Deep Ellum, and the owner's name is Alan Cook. So there's a vote for Signworks. We also got an email from Andy who says there's a great new service called ArtSquare that helps artists get high-resolution images needed for making prints. Andy says they're affordable and simple, and they also offer free digital portfolio that has made it easier for him to manage, resize, and share digital images of his art. So Andy's voting for ArtSquare. And let's see. Go one more question to kind of from the inbox to leave it there. David says, there was an old synthy-sounding electro-pop song from the 90s, I believe, around the time of Ace of Base, with song lyrics going something like Jane Loves Jane or Jane and Jane. David says, I believe it was about two lovers and ambiguously played around with their genders. I can't find it anywhere. Does anybody know the name and artist of that song? Well, we're not going to get to it today, but we might get an answer from you all for next week. And let's see, one more tip on the fruit trees. Denise says, instead of trying to collect enough CDs to hang in your fruit tree, you can find at hobby or craft stores Mylar ribbon. Denise says, just cut 1 or 2 foot pieces, tie them all throughout the tree, and the birds will not eat your fruit. So Mylar ribbon, 1 or 2 foot long pieces, is Denise's suggestion. Just want to mention before we sign off today, remind everybody that we'll be live from the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Salmons Park next Friday, the 19th of June, from noon to 1. Really excited about returning to the AT&T Performing Arts Center, doing the show live out in the sun. You know, wear your sunscreen, bring a cold drink, join us for lunch, and get your questions and answers ready. We'll have a mic there, and Stephen Becker and I and some of the operations and engineering team will be down there on Friday. And we're also going to stream the show on KERA.org and over Twitter, I'm told, with Periscope. So we're going to try that out next week as well. So even if you can't make it, you'll be able to see the show in progress. But we'd love to see you down there next Friday the 19th at the AT&T Performing Arts Center starting at noon. It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy, with Fiona Norton answering the phone calls and Christine McConnell producing the podcast. You can find that podcast at kera.org/anything. There's a subscription button at the top of the page. Would love it if you subscribe to the podcast, or you can listen to the last 10 episodes there at your leisure. And of course, email us your questions and answers at anything@kera.org. Tweet me on the Twitter at Jeff Whittington. And everybody, please have a fantastic and safe weekend. And we'll see you next week at the AT&T Performing Arts Center.